welcome. Could you tell me a little bit about the Life Education Center?
Yes. Actually, we started this center for school dropout young girls from different villages surrounding Auroville. So we started this center in 1991. At that time, the school dropout rate was very high. So that's why we wanted to do something for this young age group of girls. So that's why we started. But at the time, we didn't know what to teach to them and how to do this center and all these things. So just like that, we started this center. So that's why we gave this name, no, Life Education Center. So whatever is necessary for their life, we want to teach to them.
Okay, what's your name?
Saranya.
How old are you?
20.
20? How long have you been coming to the Life Education Center?
4.5 years.
4.5?
Yes.
And why do you come here?
I want to learn tailoring, some computer. Yes, I want to learn some things.
Actually, this center was started by a Colombian lady, Martha. So she actually, at that time, we didn't have this infrastructure, no buildings, nothing, no classrooms. So she used to sit under a tree, so waiting for the students to come, no? But it was very difficult because the students used to take advantage of her, no? Because she doesn't know Tamil and they didn't know how to communicate in Tamil, in English. So that was a big problem for her. But still she used to wait for them, and sometimes one student used to come, sometimes 2-3 students like that. So slowly, what happened? Slowly she started tailoring and cycle repair, because at the time we had boys also. So then that's why for boys' sake, she started cycle repair, kitchen gardening and all these things. And then in 1994, I came to this center along with Harini. Now Harini is an executive for Life Education Center. So she also came, and after 6 months I came here. So Harini's plans was, at the time she wanted to go abroad, and so that's why she said, I cannot do this work. So that's why Martha was searching for somebody. Exactly at that time I came here. So actually I came from Andhra Pradesh, a neighboring state, to Tamil Nadu. So then I also worked in a voluntary organization in Andhra Pradesh. Especially I worked with women's groups. So with that experience I came here, and then suddenly Martha said, why don't you come to our center? So I didn't know about the center at all. No? So I came here, and then I said, what should I do? She said, you just run this center. So I came here. Then in the beginning I was very strict, because she told me you should be very careful with these students, because at that time the students' mentality and behavior, everything was completely different, because they didn't have education, no, that much education. So that's why she said you should be very careful. So I thought, okay, I should be very careful. And then first day itself I was very strict. I told her, you should attend this class, English class, spoken English class, and tailoring class, like that. Mm-hmm. Then the students, they didn't like me, because I was so strict. They said, we don't like this teacher, we should send her away, no, like that. And then they were planning how to send me away, no? So then they were planning to put nails on my chair, to break my chair's legs, and all these things, no. But within 10 days time, then I started talking to them in a very nice way. No, I was inquiring about their family backgrounds, you know, how many brothers do you have, how many sisters do you have, what is your mother doing, all these things. No, so when I was talking all these things, then they thought, oh, she's good. No, she's a nice person only, because she's concerned about all our problems like that. So then after 2 years, no, then they told about this thing. We planned like this, no, to send you away like that. So then what happened? So I told them, okay, we should have some classes, especially spoken English classes, because it's very useful for you. If you want to work in Auroville, then to communicate with people, you need spoken English classes.
Johnny, How did you get involved with the Life Education Center?
Life Education Center, my uncle, he knows very well this center because he worked in Village Action. Then I finished 8th standard only. That I have to go other place to go to higher study for my 9th like that. But it's very far and my parents, they scared. That's why, you know, they stopped me because at that time, after menstruation, they will not send out like that, you know. Then my uncle, he said, why you don't waste your life? You can join for a Life Education Center and you learn some skills like a tailoring type, computer, some English knowledge like that, he said. Then I came 1997, I think. I came here, 2 years my training program I finished. Then 1 year I worked with Corin, just some experience for a Lively Boutique. Then I felt, you know, working inside, to work and these things I didn't like. I have to teach something for some other person, you know. Like that. Then I decided I want to teach to girls for tailoring, crochet, some simple computer, you know, basic computer and typewriting like that, you know. Then I asked Zarina, shall I do these things for these girls like that? And she also needs that time for some assistant. And she said, okay, because I know very well that time for tailoring, crochet, these things. Then I started after 3 years for this teaching things, almost 10 years I am working here.
You are a newcomer to Oroville?
Yes, almost. I will be next, after 2 weeks, they will announce in the newspaper.
That you are a newcomer?
Newcomer, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why did you want to join Oroville?
Because I don't want to be normal Tamil girl. For just marriage, I want to be face this world.
So you see Oroville as offering you more opportunities than just continuing to live in maybe the village you were brought up in?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, because, you know, if a village means they have total ideas. In village people, we can't say they are wrong people like that. They have total different idea. In Oroville, like, no, a township, like international township, lots of different people live here. A lot of different things happening here.
Then slowly what happened, sometimes I used to observe the students, no, on their faces, sometimes sadness and sometimes disturbed faces like this. So then I thought something is bothering them, no? So what should it be? Then I started talking to them. Okay, why are you like this? And because I am also a counselor. So that's why I asked them, okay, why is there any problem in your house or is there any problem here? So slowly they started sharing their problems with me. Then when I was hearing their problems, then I thought, okay, almost all the problems are common problems, like alcoholic problem. Fathers drinking and beating the mothers and all these problems, no? So then, and gender problem. So then I talked to Martha, no, this Colombian lady, about this. I told her if they have all these problems in their minds, they cannot concentrate on learning process. So we should do something. Then we did case studies. We asked each student to write their problem. Their main problem. What is your main problem? So you write about that problem on a paper and come to the class. Then everybody, they wrote their main problem. So each one started sharing their problem in the group. And then surprisingly, many ideas came from the group. No, if, for example, if a person was telling, okay, my father is beating my mother, then somebody said, oh, no, you should do like this. Why don't you do like this? No, you should have done like that, not like this. So like this. No? So many ideas came. So we completed with all the students, and also we published into a booklet, small booklet. And then after that, some we thought, okay, we are doing this, but we don't know what will happen. But then some changes came in their behavior. No, so one girl, actually, she was being harassed by a man, married man. He used to come to her house when the parents were not there, and he used to touch her and like this. No, she was so scared, and she felt ashamed of sharing this thing with her parents also. So then this problem she shared in the group. Then many ideas came to her, and then we didn't give any solution to anybody. We thought that person should be able to take her own decision, solution or anything. So this girl, the next time when the married man came to her house, this time she was very strong. She was not like this, no, not scared, not anymore like that. And then this time she said, if you come again to my house, I will shout and call everybody. So with a very strong voice, no? So then this man didn't expect this from this girl. He thought, this girl will be scared like that. But when he heard this, and then she was about to shout, then he ran away. Because this strong voice and everything, the behavior, no, boldly she stood, and these things, no, made him, he ran away. And after that, he never came to her again. So then she was very happy. She came to me and said, Akka, this happened, no? I told like this and he is not coming anymore. So that happiness I could see on her face. I thought, okay, this is the thing, no? They are getting self-confidence. So we should start group discussions. So from that time onwards, we started group discussions weekly once, no?
So what do you think is most important to teach the girls here?
First here, I felt to know what they want, not only skills and not just education, the self-confidence. They have to, you know, increase, they have to know self-confidence about, because now it's a world, you know, if a woman, they want, when they have self-confidence, then only they can step out, you know, something if they want to do, no, maybe higher study or somewhere they want to go. And only if self-confidence is important for the girls.
Is your family happy that you are becoming a newcomer?
First starting, they doesn't like my brothers all, you know. Then after, I'm very strong, these things, I'm very strong. Then they realized, maybe almost, I am almost 29 years old, you know. That's why they realized, still she doesn't like in marriage. Maybe her life is different. We don't want to force, you know, like that. I have three brother, one sister. Three brother, elder brother. Two brother, they got marriage. They separate place they're living. They have one daughter, each. One brother, he didn't get married. He will maybe next year like that. My sister, she also married. She has two children, a son. And they thought maybe her life different. We don't want to force, you know. Then if I stay in village, a lot of people, they asking my parents, why still she didn't get married, you know, my relations like that. That's why I come to inside. I don't want to be them. Because they will felt, you know, some. If they think, oh, maybe she is a different life like that. But some people, when, you know, asking something, they felt some sad, you know. That's why I don't want to them front of them. I want to be, you know, come inside.
Where does the funding come to do this project?
This is funding. Mother-daughter project, we got funds from Sticking Desire. So from that money, we are able to do this mother-daughter project. But totally, we don't have any funds, no, for Life Education Center. We are depending only on donations, that too, individual donations. So, some people, when they come and visit this center, then they send some money. So like that only this center is going on. And every year it's a problem only. So what about next year? we have enough money this year, but what about next year? No, that's always. So we don't know about next year. So for this year, enough money is there, minimum money, no? So that also we cannot spend like that. But also we don't want to expand our activities. So if we want to expand our activities, then we need more money also. So this is one thing. So that's why, but fundraising is a very difficult thing. We don't know where to apply and how to apply. We are applying to every place, but we are not getting any funds. So only from people we are getting these donations. And in Auroville, SIER is there. It's a Sri Aurobindo Educational Institute. That from that it gets government grants. So for education institutions. So it will through SIER we get that money, a little bit money every year, around 1 lakh rupee we get from SIER. So that with that money, like that, no, we are maintaining. That's all. We don't have any these things. So this is a big problem for us, because this is a different type of school. It's not a regular school, or it is not a common school. But this type of school, if we explain to anybody, they will say, this is not what type of school like that. But this is very important training program for young girls. No? So it's for their lives. It's not for 2 years or for 1 year, but it's forever, no? For how to bring up their children, how to cope up with family members, and how to interact with other people. Everything we discuss in group discussions. And not only that, to give moral support also through group discussions. No?